There's still plenty of snow on the mountains in Juneau, Alaska, even though it is almost summer. But as the weather warms and the snow melts, there's a big chance of avalanches, posing major risk to transmission lines, which bring electricity to the city from a hydroelectric dam dozens of miles away. That's why Alaska Electric Light and Power Company uses helicopters to trigger an avalanche before a more destructive one knocks out the power. Jacob Resnick from member station KTOO went along for the ride to find out how it works.
Much of Alaska Electric Light and Power Company's power grid is miles from any road. Flying at about 4,000 feet in a chartered helicopter, AELP's avalanche forecaster, Mike Janes, gives me the lay of the land. He points to high-tension power lines that traverse an area southeast of Juneau.
And this is all power coming from Snettisham, where we're headed, and then the Lake Dorothy project is over there at like 10 o'clock.
Extreme swings in temperature, blaming on climate change, have made the snowpack in the mountains less stable. That's kept avalanche control crews busy.
In the time that I've been doing this, we've had record snow years at Alpine and record low snow years in Alpine, all within a few years here. If anything, like, that's making it more extreme, gives us the possibility for more layering to develop.
Warmer conditions that bring rain or wet snow can form a weak layer on top of snowpack. When the weight from a top layer exceeds the strength of an underlayer, it fails, triggering an avalanche. It's these types of conditions that threaten the transmission lines. Juneau was cut off from hydropower for 45 days in April 2008 after a slide knocked out lines. AELP had to burn diesel to keep the lights on. It was as environmentally unfriendly as it was expensive for the utility and ratepayers. After that experience, the power company invested millions in its avalanche control program. With the help of state grants, the utility erected barriers to protect its most vulnerable transmission towers. AELP also employs a team of seasonal technicians to attack trouble spots. The bird's eye view has its limitations. Our helicopter touches down near the summit of 3,300-foot Arthur Peak to drop off me and avalanche technician Kanan Bosler. He's running a simple test on the snowpack on this side of the mountain.
Basically, we cut out a block in the snow and try to see how the energy that we are putting on the snowpack by tapping on it with our shovel, how that transfers through the block. 14, ECT 14, propagation quality 1, sudden planar. Sudden collapse. Wow. That's pretty exciting.
Bosler calls in the results, and the helicopter returns. Hovering at about 150 feet, the chopper dangles a device called a daisy bell. It's about the size of a phone booth and weighs about 1,000 pounds. The daisy bell contains two tanks, oxygen and hydrogen. The helicopter crew opens a valve, blending the gases. An electric spark is remotely triggered, igniting the mix.
Kind of see that one go, a little flash. But yeah, it creates quite a nice explosion, pretty good punch to the snowpack.
Gone are the days of dropping high explosives by helicopter. This is a cheaper and safer solution. Hovering at just 100 feet, Mike Janes and the pilot position the daisy bell just a few feet over snowpack that's layered into a natural overhang from the peak.
7 meters, 8, 7, 6, 5, filling, 4, 3,
there hasn't been much movement. Then the crew realized they triggered something big.
You can't see it, but we got probably 100 foot wide. Looks like it's down on that layer. I don't know which shot it happened on, but it pulled out like 20 feet below one of the shots we already made.
After 45 minutes of firing, the crew's work is done, for now. Bosler says modern avalanche control is often more methodic than dramatic.
Any day that we can come out and trigger some snow off the slope that isn't just stacking up there and waiting for a bigger slide to come, then we feel pretty good about that.
Avalanche crews will work through spring to keep nearly 60 miles of overhead transmission lines protected from slides. That should keep hydropower flowing to Juneau's households and businesses all year round. For Here and Now, I'm Jacob Resnick.